The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app. All of us at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We would also like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first few people to fill out the survey, we'll give you something for your time. We would like you to complete a short survey for us to help make things better around here. Just go to listeningsurvey.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's listeningsurvey.com. The first 125 people to go and complete this survey will get a $10 gift certificate to restaurant.com, and there is a chance to win an additional $100 Amazon gift card. Filling out the survey will really help us out. Go to listeningsurvey.com, and thanks for listening.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal!
Shaq,
who you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom, shakalaka!
This week's Shaqcast is presented by BetOnline.ag, your go-to source for all sports wagering and odds. Visit BetOnline.ag, use the promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And we are back in Atlanta after the Vegas trip, which we'll recap a little bit. Shaq trying to win an Oscar? Plus a lot of NBA stuff to get to, including Jokic saying Shaq couldn't guard him. Tyronn Lue, Karl Anthony Towns, Dwayne Wade Boulevard in Miami. We also have a couple more theme songs before we pick our winner. Of course, we're going to get borderline and we'll play a new game called You From Jersey? I'm from Jersey. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid,
right?
The Big Huffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Waking up every day and, you know, looking at bills and looking at documents and worrying about 30 Krispy Kremes and, you know, the big chicken shack. That's a real job, and you got to be on point when you're looking at stuff like that.
Those rich man problems are a real bitch, aren't they?
It really is. How does he ever live with the struggle?
Stop the music. Stop
what,
the music.
What? No. The Big Podcast with Shaq.
I have an announcement.
Oh, you have an announcement?
A friend of our show.
Okay.
His woman, the water has broke. So by the show, by the time the show is over, little Chocolatito Gonzalez will be here.
Really?
Yes, Alex's son should be here. His name is, I don't even know what he named him, but I'm calling him Chocolatito.
Chocolatito.
Yeah, he told me.
Which means chocolate in Spanish.
Yeah, he told me, he said, hey, I know we're best friends, but if my baby come out chocolate.
You're not going to words.
Yes.
Wow.
No words.
No problem, so.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, so.
That is good news now for Uncle Alex, considering he's only been on paternity leave for like 3 weeks already.
Well, that's because he has a nice
the last
boss.
Month? The last month he has to be off? What's he doing?
He has a nice boss.
He has a nice boss.
He has. Well, we know he has a nice boss.
Yeah. Why is everyone checking their phones? Do we have calls?
I don't know. I'm getting a call. We just talk about you from Jersey. I'm from Jersey.
From
I get
Jersey?
A call from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Oh.
I don't know who it is.
Well, guess what? It comes from a payphone is what I'm figuring. That's a payphone.
All right, bring the music back up.
You haven't been to Jersey City lately.
I turned it off.
I'm telling you, it's turned off. By the way, I hope you guys had a great time in Vegas.
Oh, we did.
The show sounded great.
Yeah.
I was...
busy.
Heartsick. Well, I had obligations with the full-time job at 680 The Fan. It's Georgia, Florida week. Could not travel. I was heartsick.
Why?
Because I was so envious. I wanted to be there.
Well, tell them who you saw, B-Doc.
Oh, well, we saw
Steven Seagal.
No.
Yes. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything for me. You saw somebody else. That still pissed me off.
We saw Vivica A. Fox.
There you go. Yes.
Who gave you a new name?
Yes. Hey, 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 what up? It's your girl Vivica Fox and John Kincaid. You suck.
Thank you, buddy.
You suck.
John Kincaid.
John Kincaid.
And you don't know how much I have loved Vivica A. Fox for 2 decades.
But guess what? She knows who you are.
No, she doesn't.
Brother, she knows who you are.
Really?
Yes.
She is beautiful.
She knows who you are.
She is a beautiful
woman. Halle Berry was there. Rihanna came through, but she couldn't get in.
Rihanna couldn't get in, eh?
Prince was there. Michael Jackson was there.
Yeah. Whoa, we had the holograms set up in the parking lot?
Yeah. Party coming was in the afterlife.
Everybody
apparently.
Coming to get their chicken. Gotta come and get the chicken. Which, by the way, that is something that also, I gotta tell you, I was a little upset about because the chicken sandwiches look so good. Whoever photographed the food for Big Chicken Shack, you
like
hired
for what,
one
social media.
Oh my God! Whoever does social media for that place, you have hired somebody that absolutely understands how to capture the look of food. You didn't do that.
Okay, John.
You really did?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm telling you.
I didn't take the picture, but I approve everything.
Okay, well, no, what I'm saying is, though, the person who took the picture.
Okay, but you know where I got that from?
Should have a little extra bonus.
No, no, but you know where I got that from?
Where?
Notice on all the commercials and, like, all the pictures, the sandwich looks so perfect. So I was like, man, I got to do that, too. And when you get the McDonald's on the places.
However,
presentation is very important. So I kind of, like, you know, stole a, you know, piece of their stuff and said, you know what? Every picture that has to go out, the chicken got to look crispy.
Oh, my
gosh. The lettuce has to look fresh.
No, it looked.
And the bread.
The food looked like the highest-end photographer took pictures. It looks amazing, mouth-watering.
Well, I told the I got a chance to talk to the Mats briefly, too, while we were there. Got to meet the Mats, awesome. The chefs. And I told them the food is outstanding. Like, it's not just, you know, it is outstanding food. They did a hell of a good job on that.
Now, you know, Matt used to work for Eva Longoria.
I know.
So, I mean, and he was over there at Hex, too.
And how do you think I met him?
From Eva?
He just shrugs.
You know,
that
she
off.
Was married to my buddy Tyler. Was her first husband?
Oh, I thought she was married to Tony Parker.
That is after she was married to my friend Tyler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's not bring up
my
Tony
my buddy
Parker.
Tyler was her first husband.
Well, none of that matters to me anyway.
I noticed by the little gleam in your eye.
Yeah
exactly.
Kincaid is the king of dropping names.
Let's just move on from that. I will.
Oh no, he's not. Charles Barkley is. Oh.
I will always have Tyler's back. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Something we didn't get a chance to talk to you about when we were in Vegas that was kind of breaking while we were out there, Shaquille, was the stuff about the Killer Bees documentary.
Yes.
And it's in the Oscar discussion right now.
Oh, what? It is? I didn't know that.
Yes. Is
it really?
It is being submitted and considered for Oscar consideration at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so incredible.
There may be an Oscar winner in this room.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Now, because you see, if nominated, we going to the Oscars, boys. We are going to the Oscars.
No,
you can't
B-Dog,
yourself no,
B-Dog and Rob's are going. You're going to be too busy for
no,
this.
No, I'm not going to be too busy for this one.
You're going to be.
No, because you know what?
You're going to have other obligations.
Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the Oscars, and I'm going to get my selfie with Viola Davis.
She was there.
And I'm going to meet Viola.
She was there.
See, I figured as much.
She was there.
Annalise Keating, my
she
absolute
was there also.
Favorite. Oh, God, I love
at the grand opening.
Annalise is Viola Davis.
That's what I said.
That's what I'm going to say.
She was there too.
I would see
they
Annalise.
They both were there.
Annalise would have a bottle of liquor, and she'd be eating one of the chicken sandwiches looking disheveled, because that's what Annalise does. She does horrible things to people, and then she gets upset about it, drinks, and then binge eats like
I've never seen this show.
It's the best.
The best show ever.
How to Get Away with Murder is fantastic.
Yeah,
never watched
a
it.
A little convoluted, but
it gives you a lot of clues.
Make sure
you pay attention.
It does. You got a lot of clues. You got to watch. You see the murder scene, and then every episode of the show, you get to see like 10 seconds more at the end of the show of what led up to it. You don't know who the body is. You don't know who the victim is until the end of the half season.
And then they also show you how to get out of that.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And how to cover it up.
I have to go back and start watching it. Yeah. How many seasons is it?
Five. This is season 5, but they only do 18 episodes
that's
a year.
Too much.
No, they only do 18 episodes a year. So you're probably like 60 episodes.
That's five seasons?
I think it's five. This is season 5.
I'm only on season 2. Damn.
Well, then you're way
you got some more watching to do. Yeah.
And one name dropping, my buddy Tom Verica is the director, and he plays.
You know what we're gonna do from
and
this
he plays Sam Keating.
Rob, every time he drops a name, you
do we have like a
ding.
Sound effect?
Yes, yeah.
A little sound effect.
Yeah.
Tom Verica from Havertown, Pennsylvania, is Sam Keating, Viola's husband.
There you go.
Good job.
I think you guys talked about this on TNT, but Nikola Jokic saying in an interview, I'll play the clip for you, and we could talk about it.
How would he have done guarding you
talking
and vice
Shaquille.
Versa?
You can't guard me.
You can't guard me.
Wait, joking? I mean, I actually, I was in, I think in New Orleans, and I was getting out of the bus before the rookie sophomore of World versus USA game, and I was getting out, and he was in front of me. I had like a mountain in front of me. That, that man is so big. When I saw him in person and I watched his clips, he was so dominant. I think the most dominant guy who ever played the game. You know, he was he was beast right there. But he cannot guard me.
Okay, now wait a minute. He's clearly joking there. He
but
shows
even if he wasn't, this is how I feel about a guy like Jokic.
Okay.
Other people, and you know the name I'm talking about, he can never say that jokingly or seriously because he doesn't play hard enough. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
when I'm listening to stuff like this, again, I'm two people. I'm sensitive, and then I'm a player. This is what this kid is supposed to say. And guess what? He plays hard. So I have no response for Jokic.
Now, the thing is,
guys that don't play hard, don't joke around like that. And you know who I'm talking about, Mr. Sensitive.
But he said I think he said it with the highest level of respect.
But guess what?
Like joking around.
But
yeah,
guess
you know what?
I mean? The kid plays hard, and that's what he's supposed to say. Because guess what? A lot of people ask me, could Will and Kareem guard you? I always say, no, they can't guard me. And that's how I'm supposed to talk. I can't be like, oh, yeah, Kareem, he would have killed me. Nah. This is how you're supposed to talk, so I have no comment. Other guys, the ones that don't play hard and haven't played up to their potential since you try to take people's names, you can't say nothing to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know you love it.
I do. I like it. I enjoy it.
You love
it.
Message.
By the way, since we're talking about the NBA, I should probably play my favorite new NBA theme song. Someone took Kawhi Leonard's Terrible Laugh and remixed it.
Now, B-Dog, do you even remember this tune?
NBA on NBC?
Because you had to be a child.
No. What was that, Ahmad Rashad?
Yeah, but this was only the theme to like 98.
I was 8 years old, John.
Oh, okay, so that's very...
Right.
I can't imagine you were staying up that late.
Yeah. Executive decision. Whenever we talk about sports, you got to lead with that song.
Listen to the high notes,
by the way, okay, now
whoever did that deserves an Oscar.
Wait a minute.
What?
I know who did it.
Who did the remix or who wrote the original song?
Who wrote the original song?
I know who wrote the original song.
Do you know, Shaq?
That song?
Who wrote the original song?
The original song.
No, I do not.
John Tesh.
Yeah.
The old host of Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
John Tesh, who, by the way, was making like $1 million a year in royalties or something.
Yeah, because NBC
when NBA used
it.
And he offered it to ESPN just to bring it back, and let ESPN use the theme. And ESPN declined.
Because he wanted the check.
And ESPN declined.
Hey, play that song, and I'm going to try to do like a funny, sports announcement. Go. Today, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson went 15-20 behind the three, and Golden State is still looking pretty dominant.
Okay, by the way, if that doesn't end up on NBA on TNT, if that doesn't show up.
I love it.
That is awesome.
I love it so
who
much.
Who did that? Do you
I don't
have
know
any
who did
idea?
The remix.
Send me that.
That has to make the show.
I'm going to use it tonight.
I got it off of our buddy Seton from the Dan Patrick Show. It was on his Twitter.
Hi, Seton.
I put that back out.
I miss NBA on NBC.
Oh, my God. I love that theme song.
What's Seton's last name?
O'Connor.
No, Hall.
That's why his nickname is Seton, isn't it?
Seton
isn't
Hall?
His nickname Seton for
I think
Seton
because
Hall?
Of Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know
because his name is Patrick O'Connor, maybe?
Patrick.
Is that his real name?
I think it's Patrick.
Anyway, since we're on NBA talk, any early takeaways here? A couple things came up. Tyronn Lue getting bounced.
I knew it was going to happen.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What did I say on this show for years? When he had the nerve to say that he was blindsided by LeBron leaving and not calling him. Dude, the reason you have your house, the reason you have your car, the reason you have a ring
is because
LeBron was there.
Snitches get stitches. Of course he has to.
My thing is, why did you bring him into the season knowing that you were just going to fire him anyway?
Let
him
go. Yeah.
He didn't. They didn't realize that guess what? What he did know how to do was to know, hey, LeBron, you like one cream and one cream, one sugar? What is it? There were times, I was saying to you last postseason, he was dismissed from the team circle. They were dismissing him.
Well,
he was the do boy for that team.
Hold on. I used to do that too.
You dismissed the coach?
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Especially
well, that was
start.
You when you and Van Gundy weren't getting along.
Yes. Move.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No. Stop it. Yeah.
Well, that sort of was happening last year. Well, Ty Lue. Seriously.
I know he was going to get axed. Hopefully he gets another job. You know, he has a good record. Went to the finals 3 out of 4 times. A lot of coaches can't say, I know you had LeBron.
Oh, my God.
But you can bring that argument up about everybody.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Because you know why?
Yes, you can.
Because they could win. They could win. You can tell. Don't even talk about him like as in like a...
I'm not talking about that argument. I'm
Pat
saying,
Riley.
No. I'm saying every time I talk to people about Phil, oh, I could have won with Mike, Scotty, and Rodman, right? Oh, I could have won with Shaq and Kobe. Oh, I could have won with Kobe, Powell, and Andrew Bynum. So the guy did have talent that take him there. But when you take that talent away,
well, I guess
most coaches.
The playoff of that would be look at LeBron now in L.A., and the Lakers have been struggling.
He's going to give him, you know,
this first year is going to be he's in L.A., excitement, boom, boom, couple games, they shine, boom, 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 boom. But the true test is going to be next year. Because, like, they're going to be working their butts off to make some trades this year.
I said, they got
to
build.
Yeah, and get some free agents.
He's in a better situation.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they got to build.
Oh, they will.
They got to build around him now. So that'll be the thing.
I want to watch – the biggest storyline for me is I want to watch how LeBron handles losing. Because I got a feeling he's not going to handle it well.
Well, they started off rocky when he was in Miami.
Yeah,
they started off
89. But he knew – he had talent that could win.
Yeah, he had Dwayne Wade and Chris
Bosh. He knew
Bosh
he had talent
him.
That could win. He knows now he doesn't.
Losing and being a loser is two different things.
I didn't call him a loser. LeBron James.
No, I'm saying, like, he already knows we're not going to make it. If we do, it'll add to my book. If we don't, blah, 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 la, la, la. Listen, he ain't going to start crying if he loses. They're just going to rebuild and boom, boom, boom. Just get it back.
I think he's more worried about being an entertainment mogul. I really do. I think that's why he chose where he chose. He chose to be in. And guess what? There's no doubt in my mind he'll become one. The man's successful at pretty much what he touches.
And he can do both.
Yeah.
Because it's been done before.
Yeah, I remember one guy trying to do it. One guy wanted to be that rapper, and he wanted to be a movie star. How'd that work out for him?
Three rings in a row.
Now he's doing a podcast with two white guys.
There you go.
There you go.
Steph is shooting, as we record this show, Steph is shooting 53% from 3-point.
Listen to me.
That's insanity.
That's insane.
No, listen to me. I have to phrase this correctly.
Okay.
Michael Jordan is the greatest player ever. Three-way. Defense, above the rim, and below the rim.
Okay.
But the greatest player below the rim ever is Steph Curry. Period.
Really?
Period.
Okay, below that is really high praise.
I watch this kid so much to where I get in hate mode. He ain't going to make this shot. He just keeps doing it with consistency. Yeah. This kid is the best shooter I've ever seen in the world, ever. And I've seen a lot. I done played against Petrovic, Stojakovic.
And you're big on Larry
Pistol
Bird,
Pete
too.
Maravich.
And I think Larry Bird
is
one of the best ever
shoot
the basketball.
This kid right here, and then, you know, being the fact that he wasn't highly talked about coming out to where he is now, this kid is the best under-the-rim player ever.
Plus, he's not homely. Period. Like Larry Bird.
The way that he's changed the game.
Which scared people.
The way that he's changed the game. That's crazy.
Well, it really has. You're absolutely right. The whole league has changed with him.
And then,
has set the stage.
I don't even like watching basketball, but I watch this kid day in and out.
Yeah.
I watch that team because they play good basketball. They really do.
53% from behind the line.
It's ridiculous.
Insanity.
Ridiculous. And now
I've never
ridiculous.
Seen anything like that.
He's on pace to make 500 threes. He has a record of 300.
That's crazy.
And 400. He's on pace to make 500.
Okay. Can I throw in something?
Go, man.
I had somebody that was with ties to L.A. media saying to me that they don't believe Klay Thompson has any agenda to be a Laker.
I agree.
And that people are talking, but I hear talking heads going, Klay Thompson can't wait to be a Laker. And I was told point blank, Klay Thompson has no agenda to be a Laker.
Only way.
That is right.
Only way.
Okay.
Because he's not going to get the max in Golden State. However.
No.
If I win again this year, that would be what for him? Three, four rings?
Four.
Four.
Four rings.
Yeah.
I'm taking that max money.
So would
in
I.
LA.
So
in
would
LA.
I. Oh,
so,
you go to
so,
but
yeah,
wait a minute. Okay, what if
already
you were offered it elsewhere?
Already got four. No.
No?
No, I go to LA. Already got four. Like five. Let me tell you something. Once you get past three, don't really matter.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would Golden State at the end of this year consider saying bye-bye Kevin Durant?
No, they can't pay three guys $200
million. No, bye-bye Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson.
I don't think so, no.
Because they want Durant to play at least 1 year in the new arena.
Yeah.
What will it matter?
Who's younger?
Do you think no one's coming?
Who's younger between KD and Klay? Yeah. I would guess Klay.
Klay's younger by a year. Klay's younger by a year.
I think they look at me. I can't let the people see this.
I got it.
I think they like Kevin a little better.
Okay.
I
don't know okay.
Why. Okay. Cole, I'm not yeah, sure why.
But no, but I'm saying if they win this year.
Well, if that's going on, you know they like
Clay has four.
Okay.
And yeah. LA offering them the max. I'm
good for him.
I'm telling him to go get that max.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, five, what else? Six, what else? You, I mean, I guess the question is, do you take less money, you stay in Golden State and try to win?
I don't think he's going to
do
that.
Two or three more?
No, I wouldn't
and
that.
He shouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Nor should you, right? I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, what's the other
side?
Do you
know a lot of teams are going to come after him, though?
Yeah, the other side is, hey, you go to a team where you could market yourself in L.A. You could definitely market yourself in L.A. and get that max money. Listen, man, you already got four.
But he couldn't beat a man. He can't beat a man, though.
No, he can't.
Be a man.
Could he be the max in
with LeBron?
Oh, with LeBron, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you put him in, yeah, if you put him.
But
Lakers,
do you want to be babysat by LeBron?
You don't have to be babysat. No, let me tell you something. I played with LeBron. He was not babysit.
Okay, well, guess what? He wasn't going to babysit you because you would have.
He's not going to babysit Clay.
You would have backhanded him across the room.
He's not going to babysit Clay. Only thing Clay got to do is do what he's doing in Golden State. Get to that spot.
I think he wears people out. I think LeBron wears people out. I think he does.
Right.
I think his standard wears people out.
I did want to play briefly. We'll move on. Your comments on Carl Anthony Towns real quick because this caught a little bit of ire.
Well, I still like that kid a lot, well, but he's playing awful.
I understand what you're saying, but he got the max dollars now, so he got to pull his panties up and play. I don't want to hear all that stuff you're talking about right now. He got to play.
Well,
the man called him out. Whoopie freaking dude, pull your stuff up and play ball.
There you go. So Carl Anthony Towns.
I called what? From who?
Oh, I saw people online. Again.
People who? Yeah,
no, exactly. Yeah, right. It's Buddhist.
Listen.
But you always see it.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, it's not like Shaq destroys Carl Anthony Towns.
You got the max dollars. Play. I don't
look,
care
it's
what
not
nobody
like Carl Anthony
about.
Towns spit on anybody. I mean, it's not like he's spitting on people.
No. They're saying Jimmy's too hard on him now he can't play. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
I got you.
You're getting max dollars. Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with him. Yeah.
No, exactly.
What is going on?
As a fan, we're paying you.
Yeah.
We expect you.
No, I agree. Yeah.
No
we
question.
Expect 24-10 out of you every night. I don't care what you got going on.
Yes, exactly.
What is going on with him?
Listen, if somebody says something to me and I don't like it, guess what's going to happen behind closed doors? You're going to hear about it later. I'm going to be like, what the f*** you say?
Yeah.
Say it right now. And then we're going to have to squabble. Now, what will happen, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But guess what? If I fight B-Dog and he fight back, I'm going to be like, you know what? That was tougher than that. Now I got respect for B. And B going to have respect for me. Shaq crazy. He like to play, but he don't like to play.
Yeah, he
too,
crazy
you know
for
saying?
Real.
So, but guess what? The respect to be there.
It sounds Jimmy like the Kobe relationship a little bit.
Jimmy Butler be like, you know what? This kid, I respect. Because guess what? Jimmy Butler said what he said, but maybe it was a test to see how you're going to react.
Yeah, here's what I want to know. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy Butler, call me when you accomplish something.
Hey, Jimmy Butler's playing. Okay. Stop it, John. He's playing hard.
Guess what? It's freaking November 1st. Guess John. What? I want to see Jimmy Butler put together a season of playing. And then, by the way, when the spring comes, I want him to be a difference maker.
You people always believe what matters.
You people.
Now, you see, if I said that, it would be a scandal. NBC News would fire me.
Yeah. See,
I'd be Megyn Kelly.
Breaking news.
John Kincaid gets the Megyn Kelly treatment, and John Kincaid has been walked out. That honky has been shown the door. No more from that talk.
Oh,
now
man.
Back to you, Lester Holt,
who, by the way, wore whiteface last year on NBC.
That's different. That's different.
Wait a minute.
It's John, stop it.
Lester Holt wore whiteface on NBC, and they fired Megyn Kelly for saying.
John, it's different.
What?
Different.
What's different?
Let me finish. The white face it all has always have positive connotations.
What? No, it doesn't.
John, yes, it does.
What?
John, the white face has always had positive connotations.
What are you talking about?
This guy, when you wear the white like me, coming up in my era, look at me, John. Anybody?
I can't even keep my face.
No, but listen, look at me. Anybody that wore the white face was resembling this guy. The people that.
Mime.
Positive,
or a clown.
Right?
Yeah.
Positive. Anybody that did the black face was. You can't do that, John. The black face with the frown, can't do that, John.
Okay, now.
I had a kid. I'm just saying, John, you can't do it.
I saw a kid the other night who was Bill Cosby for Halloween.
A little white kid?
It was a white kid, like a high school age kid.
And that was his parents messing around.
He had the ugly sweater. Cosby sweater. He had the wig. He did not do blackface. No,
yeah,
but he had Jell-O pudding. He had the pudding pops.
and he had the ugly like Cosby Show sweater on. And it was a funny thing, and I gave him a pat on the back.
In my opinion, the white face is always
amazing.
I'm just saying it always meant like funny, clown. Funny,
oh yeah, well, I'm glad. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've determined that.
I'm just saying.
Can I tell you?
I'm just saying, in my opinion. That's what I always say.
What I was going to say is, if somebody else, it's so level of ridiculous that we live in today. It's such a world of double standard ridiculousness.
But that has negative connotations behind it.
No, it doesn't. Who are you being? Wait a minute. Who are you representing? Guess what? If you are my, guess what?
That's who you
are. No.
If you are,
that's what it means. B-Dog, will you tell him what it means?
Hey, man, look.
That's what it means. No, I'm telling y'all what it means.
Who are you? It depends. Who are you trying to depict? If you are depicting somebody in a negative light, a stereotypical light, if you're doing that,
John,
I absolutely agree with you 100%.
John,
if you're doing it something to honor somebody, you're not.
You can't
be whiteface.
Yes, can.
No, you can't.
Whiteface is clown.
Dead no, it's
president.
Not.
Yes, yeah, well, it is. White faces.
Yeah, what, a mine? Don't make noise.
Lester Holt spoke out on the Megyn Kelly.
That bitch needs to be fired.
So I think it was pretty clear.
Okay, but why did she get fired?
Lester, you're still on TV.
I didn't even see
she
it.
Got fired because she said when she was a kid, growing up, that it was, she said, it was okay that people wore blackface.
And where's she from?
I think upstate Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken.
And what? Growing up, how old is she?
She's probably close to 50.
Okay.
Like 46.
Okay.
She's a beautiful woman. And by the way,
she's
B-Dog. B-Dog, what I'm going to tell you is, Oprah always tells me, speak your truth. Guess what? Her truth is that when she was a kid, nobody flipped their wigs over this.
Hold on,
I'm old enough to remember
for
this.
The comment she got about
she got. That's all she said, and that's all she said.
She wore the
No, she
Damn.
Got fired for saying when I was a kid it was okay. Because guess what? Nobody flipped their wig. And by the way, I know many people when I was a child that was Halloween costume. I know people who were Stevie Wonder. I know people who were Michael Jackson.
No, that's
different. Well, you ain't got to do blackface with Michael
different.
Jackson.
That's
different.
No.
What do you mean?
Blackface with Michael
I know
Jackson.
People who were Prince. Well, wait a minute.
No,
by the time, he was whiter than me by the end. Let's be honest.
No.
What?
Blackface is a different character. Michael, like all that, that's different. You know what I'm talking about.
She explained that even more. She said if you were trying to not mock someone, but you were trying to honor them. The woman, it all came up because a woman dressed as Diana Ross. A white woman is Diana Ross?
That's fine.
No, she got ridiculed. She got shouted down.
By who? She didn't blackface, did she?
Yes, she did. She bronzed it up.
You can dress up as an African American without putting on the blackface.
Yes,
that's the problem.
No,
the blackface is the issue.
I don't think he agrees with you.
Blackface by itself. That's the problem.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
But Shaq-face. But if you're.
I said Shaq-face. Part of a costume.
I just said Shaq-face.
Shaq-face is a whole different.
No, it's a different.
But if a white person put on Shaq-face too, that may be a problem.
I'm like, no. If a white kid put on. Would you be offended? If a white kid who's a huge Laker fan or a huge Magic fan or whatever, Heat fan, put on his Shaq jersey,
I wouldn't be offended.
No, he wouldn't be offended because I know you, Shaquille. I know your heart.
But hold on. If he didn't have that damn Laker jersey on and just had the black face, hey, my man.
Then we're in complete agreement. But guess what? I don't want to see you or B-Dog rolling in here white face either.
Well, number one, I ain't putting no white face with nothing. I don't need
white face is miming.
No, it isn't.
And I've never been a mime, so I never will be.
Okay, here's what we have.
That's why Lester Holt's still on. Lester, you're still on TV, right?
I guess who you got him on camera.
So see, he's still on TV.
Guess what we're going to do?
He's doing good.
We're not doing the challenge. No, hell no.
The white face challenge.
No, we're not. Hell no.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
We can't do this?
No.
The big podcast with Shaq ended at 179 episodes.
Sorry, y'all.
But it was a hell of a 179th episode, folks.
It was.
It really was.
Hold on, tell me. She got fired just for talking about it?
Yes.
For bringing it up
and
on
for
NBC.
Saying that it was
I thought
okay,
she wore it as a costume.
No.
No, she was talking about it on the Today Show.
No, because you know what, Shaq? In 2018 America, people are offended by words.
Well, that's okay.
And look at Shaq. He's saying it.
I'll
people are hyper sensitive.
I'll give you an example.
So
to
CNN
your
CNN fire her for that.
No, NBC.
NBC. Yeah. So
they were looking for an excuse to fire her. Let's be honest. They were looking
but
for.
Hold
an excuse.
On. But hold on. Time out. When you get paid out your contract, that's not really getting fired.
No, it is.
Oh, stop it, John. She getting how much she getting?
Oh, she got paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah,
a lot of money.
She didn't get fired.
Yeah.
She just don't have a show no more. She's well, too fired to me means, hey, you morally paid. Did something yeah. wrong, you ain't getting nothing.
I looked and I knocked on that door when we were at the Tonight Show. I knocked on that door like three times, tried to, hello?
Megan?
Hello? Because the dressing room was right across.
I saw her.
Where I did, no, not that night. We didn't see her.
No, you didn't see
maybe
her.
Maybe you were there another night.
I saw her. The night you
went,
there,
you just randomly went knocking on Megyn Kelly's
Ruby.
Dressing room door.
I was
door.
Hoping to see Megyn Kelly.
Ruby.
Of course.
You're knocking
she's
on her dressing room door.
Very attractive lady.
John, you're a thought.
I'm telling you.
He is, isn't he?
That's terrible.
You know what that means, John?
No, what does it mean?
I can't say.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Yeah, I'm telling
you later.
Yeah. All right, let's try and steer this thing back on the tracks a little bit. The one thing that we didn't bring up here was there's a push going on in Miami to rename Biscayne Boulevard Dwayne Wade Boulevard in honor of Dwayne Wade. I was kind of thrown by that because Biscayne Boulevard, kind of a pretty famous street in Miami, and I lived down there for a long time.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if they changed that, but I didn't know. Do you have a street named after you anywhere or anything like that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Where?
In Baton Rouge, O'Neill Boulevard.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm not surprised about that.
I'm not either, but I just didn't. I wanted to ask him because I didn't know. Are you against the renaming of Biscayne Boulevard? The Dwayne Wade Boulevard? I think if it was any other street, maybe.
He's thinking about it.
I'm not thinking because I know some of these people are very sensitive. Let's see.
Well, you could disagree with something.
No, it ain't about disagreeing. When you Babe Ruth did it by himself, right?
Well,
I'm going to answer a question.
It by himself. What do you mean? Like being like Babe Ruth?
He was the man by himself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Wade had a lot of help winning championships.
Yes, he did.
A lot of help.
Yeah. You're in this room.
Yeah. LeBron,
Mr. James. Yeah.
Man, if he would have did all that without of us, then the answer is hell yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. The answer would be hell yes. Right. So, and then does he have the same impact in Miami as Kobe had in L.A.? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think
no.
He's probably, as far as the Heat go, maybe like him and Alonzo Mourning and obviously you, probably the most famous people that have played for the team, as far as like recognizable
does
names.
Does he deserve a street named after him? Yes.
Yeah, but Biscayne Boulevard?
Not Biscayne. I don't
not
think
Biscayne Boulevard. Yeah, that's Biscayne. Ridiculous.
Maybe Ocean Boulevard or something.
Yeah, which is fine. There's tons of streets around there. You could just grab one and call it Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
And then again, this ain't my decision, but.
Well, yeah, but I had to bring it up because it.
You know, they're also going to.
Interesting.
Now, you didn't have the other story you missed. They had another. We talked about him a couple weeks ago. They had another street they're going to name after Udonis Haslam. They found a total dead-end street and just said, I'm going to name this one after Haslam.
You got to leave Haslam out of
here. Stay off my boy, John.
You and Haslam.
Stay off my boy, John. A lot of this is John, dedication to guys who've been here a lifelong.
Little dead-end street.
Guy. Haslam is about it.
Really?
All about it. All in Miami.
Really?
Ties.
People love Udonis Haslam in Miami.
Oh, ties.
You know how they talk about guys that are on a list that you just don't want to make say stuff twice? He's on that list.
He's on that list?
Yeah, him, Boogie Cousins.
Really?
Yeah, he's on that list.
Really?
Ties.
You ever heard of a Philly list?
Are you on that list?
Let's just say you ever hear of a Philly list?
Oh, he bringing out the Italianos.
Let's go to South Philadelphia.
Get it right.
Let's see who can walk in.
John. This is Shaquille O'Neiliano. I'm here. You're having a problem with these people down in Atlanta.
These people?
Yeah. B puppy, B dog.
You tell
B dog I'll take his meat and I'll make some pepperoni sausage out of it and I'll feed it to all my people so they know
that
my blood of your blood is inside of my blood. Okay, you let B dog, B pup know that Shaquille O'Neiliano and the constitution of a Kuntototo family will always protect you, John. Okay? I'll make him an offer he can't refuse, John. We got your back. We don't care about no Mooney.
You can.
What? Wait a minute now.
The music kind of ended right moment.
Let me suggest that one of the local news channels here in Atlanta was up for the Falcons-Eagles opening game. They did not have reservations to go eat at the top Italian restaurant in Philly. They walked in to a crowd of people waiting, mentioned Gianni, and were seated within 2 minutes.
Gianni Kincaid.
They were mentioned that they knew Gianni.
Speaking of mafia and all that, Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yes.
He got transferred.
I did not.
He got transferred to West Virginia.
And he got murdered.
The next day, he got murdered. And the
Whitey got murdered.
And the guy tried to take his tongue out.
Whitey got murdered.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. Yeah. They, and what I would tell you is, this would be, I forget the exact word for it, but what they did, they tried to take his tongue out.
Oh.
Because Whitey was a snitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a network supposedly in the prison system just waiting to mobilize on snitches. And they can be mobilized at any time. If you get put into this facility, they can mobilize and they know this is the guy who will take it and get it done. His first day, and someone finally got to Whitey Bull.
Ooh.
And you know what I find interesting? They didn't say the guy's name who did it.
No.
Oh, no, they won't.
No, you know why? Because I think people are like, good, he finally got what he had coming to him. I feel bad.
Connections.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are connections.
Connections.
You can make stories go away.
That's terrible, baby.
You can make stories go away. I'm going to bring up one more thing, and then we're going to move on to our theme songs here. The Darius Miles story that popped up this week. So the Players Tribune did a pretty cool piece about him in his days with the Clippers. He told this story. I remember one day I was running late for practice, so I was flying down the 405. All of a sudden, I look in the rear view and I see flashing lights. This unmarked police truck rolls up behind me. Tinted windows, big heavy-duty truck. I knew I was speeding, so I pulled over and rolled down the window, and I hear this big booming voice, "Where are you going, boy?" He bends down and looks in the window with a big dumbass grin on his face, and it's Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to be late for practice, man. You made me late. He taps on the side of my truck, turns around and says, "Don't worry, I'll pay your fine. Just holler at me." Gets in his car laughing his ass off and waves at me as he drives away.
That is an awesome story.
Did you pull over Darius Miles just to make him late for practice?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I love that.
I love that story.
I love that story, too.
I'm curious how many other people got the end of that joke.
Again, the respect from Darius Miles for the big man, it's clear. Drippingly clear.
Oh, sure.
And that is...
It's just a great story.
It's a great story, but also, too, you love it when... I love it when people aren't afraid that are in their industry, are not afraid to be fans. Like, with me, Dan Patrick. I'm a total geek. Dan Patrick will always be my man. Is that, like, I always think it's cool when somebody can show that the thing. He has a great affection for you, man. He has great affection for you.
Because I always try to take care of the young fellas because... Magic did that for me. When I first came in, showed me how to be a professional. When I got to L.A., don't mess with this guy, right. Magic did that. D. Scott did that. So I just tried to, when I became the man, I just tried to, show the young fellas how to do it.
Magic kicks ass.
You know what I also think, big fella? Along with that, I just think of like a lot of leagues scared of you, too.
Yeah, but I'm not a mean person.
It's not about you being mean. Yeah. It's not about that. I just think you're intimidated.
You and him have seen me in my a comfortable setting.
Right.
I'm there by myself.
You're right.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. I don't be out flossing. I don't be messing around. I'm just a cool, regular guy.
Yeah. No. Right. You never know. Someone might be sitting on your couch, and you might be in the other room.
You know it.
Yep. You never, ever know.
banging them out.
You never, ever know.
There's insidejoke.com.
But if you showed up, if Darius had been pulled over and Shaq was in whiteface. All bets are off. I want the whiteface challenge.
No, we're not doing it.
Black people can do whiteface.
Then if that's the case... The white face challenge in 2019.
We're not doing that.
If I come to the party in a white face and some white.
Oh, my God.
No,
gotta be awesome.
Don't do that.
Khakis.
Khakis. Overalls.
White face. No, not overall.
Yes, overall. Because it's the mime. The overall.
Oh, you want to be the mime?
Yeah, the overalls and white pinstripe shirt. Matter of fact, Mr. Dickey party Saturday, I'm going to come and I'm not going to talk to anybody. Everybody's going to come and be like.
You can do mime the whole night. Shaq's stuck in a clear box.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Here, hold this rope.
Yeah.
do the Jabberwocky thing again.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're
doing
the Jabberwocky.
Oh, Jabberwocky. Watch yourself, Jabberwocky.
Yes. Yes.
Wait. Here are some useful car tips that you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Did you realize that?
No.
Removing excess weight from your car is also going to improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin, and that will increase its range.
Yes, that's true.
I know that's weird.
I had no idea.
That's true.
But here's another tip you also might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars.
That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used.
And when you're using TrueCar, the users can see what others paid. So that lets you know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. And they're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience because they're going to connect you directly with TrueCar certified dealers.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states.
You've seen them in the hit movie Night School with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. But you can hear Rob Riggle every week on the funniest sportscast around with co-host Sarah Tiana.
The way it usually works is you do the script as written because that's what the studio paid for. Then you do another take, same thing, only with notes. Then on the third pass, they'll come back and say, okay, anybody got a thought? Yeah, can I try this? No. Can I try this? No. Moving on.
Check out Riggle's Picks every Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, so we have to pick a winner for the theme song challenge. I do have two more entries
to
play.
Let's hear them.
So let's roll out the two new ones, and then we can go back and find out who's going to win this
thing. Let's do it.
All right. So,
hold on. So what's the prize again?
You said too large.
All right. $200? No problem.
Missing a zero there.
I think so. We're going to go with Richard Coleman with our first entry. This is called Go Time.
Let's go. Time for the show. Let's go.
Burr, 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 burr.
Time for the show. Come on. He does it for the people. The big Aristotle, the diesel.
Bum,
the
bum,
big
bum,
IPO.
Bum.
To you.
You're waving it off.
Nah.
All right, sorry, Richard. Good
bum,
try.
Bum,
all right,
it was nice.
All right, so our buddy C Block is back with
bum, bum, bum,
one more. Yeah, this The Price is Right. C Block has one. One more. This one's called Let the Boys Be the Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yo, yo,
yeah,
yo.
All right.
Yo, yo.
Catering to everybody this time. Let the boys be boys. Let the boys be boys. We gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Until that danger comes, we gon' fill our wallets. Let the boys be boys. Let the boys be boys. We gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Until that nature comes, we gon' fill our wallets.
It's the big podcast with Shaq on Mondays. And John still screaming out monkey. Rob Jenna on production much better. Like the blood pressure high in the California sun weather. Makes B-Dog wanna go get refreshments. Cause nothing as cool as the Diesel's investments. This podcast is popping like holding a weapon. And Shannon Sharp popping on the borderline segment. The big hopper, the hip hopper. The four-time champ, Big Papa. I'm the core witch doctor. Hollering at chicks that still look like Miss Parker. But a bit darker, you would think that I was Chris Tucker. And long last blast for the star staff. Kawhi Leonard with the long laugh. Superman, you can add me on the contacts. And welcome to the Big Shaq Podcast. Let the boys be boys.
I owe him an apology because I was like, the beat is crazy. And then when he welcome to the, I didn't like that, but the bars was tight.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good,
yeah,
man.
The bars was tight.
That's pretty good.
It's between that one and then the one we played the other week, JJ.
All right, well, we got some other ones. So
Dynamite!
No, not that, JJ. It's a little different. So good job, C-Block, man. That was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was
all
good,
right, well, C-Block.
Okay,
I'm going to play you back.
And you know what C-Block brings to the table? He's a podcast listener.
Yeah.
Yes. Same thing
the
with
intent,
James Jackson.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's
it really helps.
They both put in three entries, and all three of their entries were great because they all had to do with the
show.
So.
And parts of the show.
B-Dog
got to get some refreshments.
Refreshments.
That was good. I liked that one. All right. Well, early on, James sent us the Love Shack a cappella one. This was one of the first ones we ever got.
Love Shack. Gotta Love Shack. Love Shack, gotta love Shack.
Basketball's done, I done reached the top. Under the love, I DJ and I rock the spot. Whether or not if this podcast give you a laugh, it's all good. I show my heart to my family and friends. Being a man like I gotta be for moms and pops. I never gave what I got when the less they talk. Push niggas up, dock my props for hip hop. B-boy, yeah, for sure, I can pop and lock. Love Shack.
That was James's first entry.
I like that one,
that was pretty good.
But it's not a team-oriented song.
The other one I think he put in was the better one.
Okay. Just do you want me to jump over to that one then?
Yeah,
or do you want to play some of the other ones?
No, play some of the other ones.
Okay. So the second one that we all liked was C-Block's first entry. This was called Superman.
What up, Shaq? The best podcast around. This is for you, big boy. C-Block. It's the big podcast with Shaq. The Hall of Famer, and I'm rapping on his track. He's running on diesel. He's got the right powers. The first Superman. Who the hell is Dwight Howard? Both the rise of competition. They fell in the ass first. The glass burst when Shaq was shattering backboards. 19 seasons. 4 championship titles. Was rookie of the year. Triple MVP finals. Got 4 rings. Not as much as Kobe, though. But Kobe's never been on the radio. Where's Rob Jenner, John Kincaid, screaming monkey? A new episode every freaking Monday. Can't forget B-Dog with the refreshment. Shannon Sharp always on the borderline segment. Podcast One Key, Bloody Big Shaq play. All the Shaq haters.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
That was pretty good. That one's really good.
Love it.
I like that one a lot. Yeah, so that was C-Block's first entry.
C-Block and I both have rhythm, so I really enjoy that.
The other one that we all really liked was James's West Coast Flair.
It was a great one.
This was the other front runner there.
I'm gonna tell you just like this. I'm drunk. Up in the morning, life is real. Cause they got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem. Up in the morning, life is real. Cause they got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem.
B-Dog said he liked that West Coast in. This is that smooth, mellow groove. Keep your head focused. Eyes on the prize, you realize that is motivation. Just like Rob Jenner's the best technician for any station. It's just amazing with John Kincaid. The laughs he gave got my stomach hurting for days. High praise. And Shaq Diesel, grand poop out of leader. Might not be there when you call him, but he right there when you need him.
Up in the morning, life is real. Cause we got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem. Up in the morning,
you know why I like this one?
Is that move?
Because he named it. I know it's my show, but I'm not a my type of guy. I like this because he named my team first.
Okay.
All the other ones, Shaq, but it's cool, but.
Well, most people
don't matter what most people say. Shaq,
most people are tuned in for you, though.
Doesn't matter. No, they're tuned in for us.
I understand that, but they're tuned in. They wouldn't be coming for us without you.
Listen, I'm the gateway to.
You're the gateway drug.
Yes, I'm.
A podcast.
I'm the gateway to introducing the people to my funny ass friends.
There you go.
And John, I get more hate mail from you than I can see. Like, hey, I like that one.
Wait till the blackface conversation hits. You're gonna get a lot of those. What's John's deal?
That's right.
Yeah,
I love that.
I thought that one was great. So
I like that one.
Those so far were the front runners. We had a handful more we liked, but I thought those were probably the four strongest that we had.
All right, so
we got 2 from James, 2 from C Block. So really, it's just a matter of. Whose is going to win? James had the West Coast Flair and that acapella Love Shaq. C-Block had that Superman song we just played and then the new one that we just played as well. So of those 4, we could pick a winner, but really it's just 2 guys. So
I can either give one guy 1,000 each or one guy 2,000. Because the other guy had one that I really like, and then this last guy had one. So maybe
why don't they each get 1,000 and we flip them around and we use both?
Deal. We can use any of them.
We can use both of them.
You want to do that?
That's a good idea.
We can use both of them, and they each win something.
I like that one, but which one from the other section are we going to do? I don't like the acapella. Cause it's,
let the boys be the boys.
Here, James was the West Coast Flair, the one we just played.
Yeah, I like that
one. C-Blocks was either the Superman that we just played or the new one, which was this one. The Let the Boys Be Boys.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you wanna split it?
Yep, that one.
Honestly, those two guys were like going back and forth the whole contest. Yeah, they each put in three entries. All three of their entries were really, really good.
Well,
the production for both of those are great.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, good.
And they both honestly.
We'll flip them. So congratulations, C Block. Congratulations, James Jackson.
And we voted 2-2.
Yeah,
that's good. I love it.
Thank you guys though, and yes, everybody that submitted a song and took the time to do that. Thank you very much.
It's a shame you weren't all good, but that's fine. Try better next time. The world needs ditch diggers too.
Oh, that's real nice of you. Do you have your football picks?
I believe we do.
All right, let's knock these out real quick.
Let's do that.
All right.
So, can we go back to everybody was telling us that we sucked and we weren't going to be able to compete and we're going to be beaten by everybody?
Yeah.
Can we revisit those conversations?
We can at some point. We're not going to do it now, but
I would say we're right back in the mix.
Yeah, we're in there.
So everybody panicked when I told you we don't publish first quarter scores.
Sure.
So let's get down to it this week. Boys, there's the easiest game on the board. Kansas City's at home against Arizona.
Oh, at home. That's going to be a blood
that is our
here.
That is our pick of the week.
That's the lock.
That is our lock. We lock that one down. It's simple. Here's what New England Patriots visit Tennessee. New England is an amazing road team, as you know, with Tom Brady and the boys going to Tennessee. I love that game. I absolutely love that game. Tennessee won't score with them. Won't be able to score with them. So we go New England. We go Kansas City as the lock. I like Green Bay at home versus Miami. Like a lot.
Okay.
When Miami's going to be going into like 40-degree temperatures. Yeah. And
with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'll take. Well, they may have their quarterback back eventually, but you know, I'll
it
take
even matter. Still.
Yeah.
How about a Thursday night game? Pittsburgh hosts Carolina. Short travel week. You want to skip that one?
I don't know if I like that.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if Cam went in there and beat them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
the way that Carolina's playing.
Yeah, because Carolina can dial one up.
Okay. Do you like the Saints visiting Cincinnati?
Ooh.
There are going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
Yeah, Saints.
Yeah, okay, I'm with Shaquille. Okay. I like the Saints.
Saints will be fine. Yeah. All right, then we're down to this. How about the Eagles beating the Cowboys?
On Sunday Night Football in Philly.
Little Dito is here.
Wait a minute.
Congratulations, Alex.
Congratulations, buddy.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in like 9-10 weeks when you get off your paternity leave. For gosh sakes.
Yeah, he's getting a year of paternity
leave. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's
awesome. We
love
Uncle Alex.
That's great.
All right, back to the
Eagles. Eagles at home on Sunday Night Football.
We'll take the Eagles.
Versus the Cowboys.
Oh, Shaquille. They're all picking the Eagles.
Eagles versus Cowboys?
Sunday Night Football.
Cowboys.
No, they're not going to win. I'm not allowing us to pick the Cowboys.
Well, you are.
I'm not allowing it.
Let's make a bet. $100.
Well, we can. That's fine. Right, that's fine. You got it.
Go Eagles.
Okay, Eagles. Right. There we go. Eagles.
So our picks will be, in case, I'll look forward to that money.
That'll be great. Our lock will be Kansas City. Then we will also take the Saints. We will take the Eagles. We will take the Packers. And we will take the Patriots.
Nice.
And we will continue our climb. And everybody
back
now can start. Exactly.
Yeah.
Can
and stop. Thank
running.
You very much for our friends at BetOnline.
Well, BetOnline.ag is absolutely spectacular, is what I will tell you. Live odds, quick payouts. The only place you want to be wagering online. You can get on the action right now. You can even track how we're doing in the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. We're now reaching the midway point in the NFL and college football season. Each game is becoming more and more important, and you want to have a little action on the games. Because in the NFL, the Rams, Saints, Chiefs, and Patriots are emerging as the teams to beat, while the Redskins and Carolina and Pittsburgh and the Chargers are all playing strong. In college football, it's Alabama, clearly the best team in the country again. But you got Notre Dame, you got Clemson. I don't even want to say UCF because I don't really believe in them.
Don't sleep on Georgia.
But they're undefeated, sitting in the top 10 as well. There's only one place to get in all the action. That's betonline.ag.
Don't wait any longer to get in on the action. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code podcast1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. In the NBA, Milwaukee, Toronto, and the defending champs, Golden State, are all starting off on a very high note. And in the NHL, Nashville, Toronto, and Pittsburgh are also off to a hot start. Don't miss out anymore on all this incredible action.
Hockey talk with Shaq.
That could be a new segment on the show.
Hockey talk.
Shaq breaks down the hockey talk. Hey, that's betonline.ag. Use promo code podcast1. Spell it out. Podcast1, O-N-E, to claim your 50% sign-up bonus. Shaq's giving you money left and right. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner
of the Podcast One Sportsnet.
This week's edition of Borderline. All right, let's. We got. By the way, coming up in a minute here, we've got a game. You want to say it, John? What's the name of the game?
We have a game, and it's called You from Jersey, I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey, I'm from Jersey.
All right, so we'll see if you guys can figure out who's from Jersey. Thanks to Steven, Duke Hoops fan, and Sean all on Twitter. This is Troy Aikman from the Giants game a couple weeks ago, and yikes.
And Omame didn't do anything to break the penetration of Cox.
Oh, my gosh.
He broke the penetration of Cox. So thank you, Troy Aikman, for that. I appreciate it. How about this one from Jade, our Gmail? This is from Channel 2 in Houston, and they were talking about Judge Kavanaugh during all the accusations and the swearing in and all that stuff. And the news anchor's tease and cutaway is just perfect.
Whether or not Judge Kavanaugh gets the nomination, or rather gets confirmed after his nomination, they believe that this is going to taint him, these allegations, for some time to come.
There'll be plenty of taint to go around, Keith. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my God.
Why is that the transition
that oh my God.
Out of that story?
What does taint mean?
Your little brown ring.
I never knew that.
Really?
You ever heard of that beat up?
That's first
time.
Is that
a, is this a white people
really?
Thing?
Yeah.
Is
never
it really?
Is
never
that just
that.
A white people thing?
I guess.
You guys never have never heard the word taint used in regards to
I mean, not
your...
even... Is this supposed to be a borderline? I didn't know how that kind of...
Oh, really? Yeah, no. Taint is a word for your ass. No.
Yeah. No, we never
heard that. I never heard that.
Your little brown ring.
Nah, I never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Okay, this is only a white thing.
I guess so.
See, a new segment.
See, we bridge
borders.
It's
only borders. A white thing.
No. See? A new segment. Have you people ever heard this?
I want to put the name you people
let's
in any
it.
Segment
yes,
we
please.
Do. In any segment
yes,
we
let's do.
Do
it.
White things,
you
black
people.
Things.
Every Yeah, we'll just do a segment called You People. All right.
I never heard taint.
Okay. Well, you have now. King Lewis on Twitter. This is Chris Weber, our buddy Chris Weber, breaking down Kevin Durant's crossover. Compared to Allen Iverson's crossover, and yikes.
AI's was quick and tight. This is wide and long. And I'm talking about the crossover.
Of course you are, Chris. Yeah, of course you are, Chris.
Hey. Wide and long.
He should just hit him with a quick pause and then just moved on.
He should have.
Yeah. AI's was quick and tight. This is wide and long. And I'm talking about the crossover.
He knew it, too, because he had to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
it.
Talking about the crossover.
He knew it.
All right, well, let's move on to KD's teammate, Steph Curry. He's with Doris Burke on the sidelines.
I love Doris, by the way. Love you, Doris.
Yeah,
this comes to us from Xavier on Twitter and Terrence at our Gmail. So the Knicks guard's name.
Let me say the name.
Go ahead.
Nigeli.
Is that how you say it?
No, Nigeli. Nigeli.
No. Well, Ntilikina.
Yeah,
right?
Ntilikina.
Okay,
silent.
Well, so it's Ntilikina.
Well,
okay.
No,
well,
sometimes it's not silent.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, Steph couldn't quite figure this one out, and it got pretty borderline on him.
You know what Frank Nigelina is how he pronounces it. Oh, he's playing tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
Okay, that's awesome. Oh, my okay, God. That's awesome.
Nigelina.
John, don't you say it, John.
That's awesome.
Don't you say it. Only,
Enigma, please.
No, absolutely not.
The way you guys throw around words now.
Steph.
Oh, my God.
That's the most uncomfortable borderline.
It really is. Isn't it, though?
Nigelina, is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's not. No, it is not.
No, that's not how we pronounce it. But you know what? Steph can get away with that.
Of course.
Well, but yeah, he can.
Yeah, because he has G14 classification.
He does. And he's Steph Curry.
John. By the way, love Doris.
Yeah, Doris is great.
She's a spectacular person.
Oh, yeah. Doris. Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah,
a spectacular person.
She's great people. One more. King Lewis sent us this one over on Twitter. This is Kevin Harlan on the NBA on TNT. And this is a play by JaVale McGee.
Okay, I heard
I'm
this. I'm going
to put that out there up front. And it's nothing JaVale does, but it's Kevin's call of the slam. You got it?
Yeah. Lakers 41%. Inside McGee again. He is climbing the ladder and jackhammering those balls in. second one in the first half. And he brings it down hard.
Oh.
And jackhammering those balls in.
Oh, my gosh.
And the thing about Kevin Harlan is anytime you have those plays, he's so ferocious. We're like, so that, it puts more emphasis on it. Yeah.
Kevin's awesome.
John Nicolini with the baseball.
No,
he's so athletic. Those Nicolinis are very athletic.
Sounds like a new
Nicolini, please. Yes. He says, get that shot out of here.
Well,
sounds like a breakfast cereal.
Oh, yes.
It was nice working with every single one of you.
I'll see you guys.
Welcome to Brothers Italian Restaurant. What would you like? Yeah, let me get some Nicolini pasta and some. I can say it, so make sure your comments are directed at me, America.
Oh, God.
This is the last. What can he make it to 180?
That's this week's edition of Quarter Life.
You got some Nicolini Alfredo?
No, we do not. I'm sorry,
some,
sir.
Some black people with the white sauce. Nicolini.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's move on to our game.
It sounds like a breakfast cereal.
If I was a black Russian, what would my name be? Nicolini Volkov.
Oh, man. I want to stay so far away from this.
You put, please
and,
do.
And all I'm going to say is today, Megyn Kelly didn't have a job to go to.
Oh, boy.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, guess what time it is?
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
All right.
You from Jersey? What eggs are you from? I'm from Jersey.
All right. Well,
are you from South Jersey or North Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Shaq lost it during this segment.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Of course, we turned it into a game.
Yes.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you a clue. If you cannot get who I'm trying to allude to as who the person who's from Jersey, the celebrity who's from New Jersey.
You're from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
I will go back to the other person. In this case, like, for instance, Kincaid. I will give you a second clue.
Okay.
If you can't guess it, Shaq will get the last giveaway clue.
There we go.
And we'll see who we can get it right, okay?
Do I tell B-Dog or do I just say
it
out?
You can just say
it out. No, you answer because we don't answer.
Yeah.
It's one clue, second clue, third clue.
All right,
but don't speak up if you miss your clue.
We'll start with Shaquille O'Neal, okay? We'll see if you can get it on the first clue. If not, we'll go to John and he can get it. You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey?
But I'm not there much anymore. I spend most of my days making things disappear at the MGM Grand in Vegas.
David Copperfield.
Yeah, good job. Nicely done. Yeah.
John gave it away.
I had to go to a specific hotel. Lots of magicians in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, John Kincaid, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey?
But I'm more famous than you because I'm an actress, a singer, a rapper, a songwriter, and largely considered the first lady of rap.
The first lady of rap?
Yep.
It's the Sopranos theme, by the way.
I know it's the Sopranos theme. I'm a white guy from the Northeast. I know it's the Sopranos theme.
Hey, man, time limit.
I do not know.
Oh, he doesn't know. All right, Shaquille O'Neal, I'll give you your second clue. You want to get it on the first one?
I know this because she's from my hood, and she's actually my first cousin. Her name is Dana Owens, a.k.a. Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
No!
Yes, Queen Latifah.
Wait a minute.
Yes, my first cousin.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Queen Latifah is to rap what Jazzy Jeff is to rap.
Oh, wait a minute.
Legends. Legends. Stay on my guy, Jazzy Jeff.
He was a humongous rap album. NCISLA. Huge.
NCISLA. What is
Legends.
That one?
It's a spinoff.
No, no. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Oh, Cool
Stop
J.
Stop it. Legends.
LL Cool J is the counterpart of Queen Latifah.
Are you
both legends?
Yes.
No, he's right. And they're both legends.
Yeah. They are legends.
Yes.
But they're of the same. I don't think of Queen Latifah when I think of rap.
Yes.
You don't think of LL Cool J when you think of rap either?
Yeah, but I think of them as the rap that.
Okay.
He knows what I'm going to say. I can say it. We're amongst friends. I think of it more the rap that was sold and hooked every single person in my community.
Rap for white
guys? Was made for mainstream America.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Every white kid that I know loves LL Cool J from my age group.
Every white kid loves Lil Wayne. That doesn't mean his music is
it doesn't. No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
My goodness.
No.
All right, well, it's 2-0, Shaquille.
Boo.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal.
And by the way, why did I get the hard one?
It's not the hard Queen Latifah.
David Copperfield.
Okay.
MGM Grand.
Shaq, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. No joking. even though I did play the Joker.
Delicious. Delicious.
There's been a lot of Jokers.
There has been.
Read that again.
Oh, jeez.
I just said, you're from Jersey, I'm from Jersey. No joking, even though I played the Joker.
One guy that died, he's not from Jersey. Oh, Jack Nicholson.
He's right. Jack Nicholson was the one I was looking for there. Jack Nicholson.
There's only three Jokers. The one that died.
Hey, you're...
No, Cesar Romero, the best Joker.
He's not from...
Oh, Keith Ledger was the best Joker.
No,
Heath Ledger passed.
No,
Oh, yes, it was. Don't even...
No.
I'm not going to have this conversation.
No.
I'm not going to have this conversation.
No. Cesar Romero is the Joker.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah. Delicious.
I know, you love that.
Delicious.
All right, John Kincaid, you from Jersey, I'm from Jersey, but you don't know me from Jersey. You know me mostly from outer space.
What the frick do you do to me every week?
I don't do this to you. This is a fair clue.
No, it's not. From outer space.
An astronaut.
I don't know this one either.
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin. Very good. Aldrin from New Jersey. The next clue is going to be, I don't have Ryan Gosling playing me in a movie, but I was up there with him.
By the way, Ryan Gosling is working around the corner at the gas station. Taking your $20 for pump two, every woman in America is going, oh my God, he's the biggest, hottest guy ever. Give me a break.
You're on a tear today.
Give me a break.
He does what? He works at a gas station?
No, he's saying
if it's my gas station. If you were giving him $20 for pump four, every woman in the neighborhood isn't going, damn, good I got to get up there and get me some of that gas station guy.
Good point. I'm just saying.
All right. Rick Fox.
Good point.
Rick Fox could be the UPS guy. Rick Fox could be a star athlete. Every woman would stop and look at Rick Fox. Rick Fox is
pretty Ricky.
He's that kind of dude. Ryan Gosling, give me a freaking break.
All Heck, right. If Halle Berry's up there pumping gas, we'd all be up there trying
to get
gas.
That's what I'm saying. No, she's of the
you
caliber.
You gotta go to the show on Peachtree,
she's
man.
She's of the caliber. It's like Matt Damon and Matt Damon and his
Ben Affleck.
And Ben Affleck. Seriously? If those two guys are working at the...
John loves to on talented people.
It's like, no, right. They're very talented at what they are, but the thing is, don't tell me they're sex symbols.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Please.
Shaquille O'Neal, you from Jersey, I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey?
And I didn't have to go very far for my stints on SNL and 30 Rock.
John, let me tell you something. I sound like a Tracy Morgan.
That was a terrible impression, but you're right. It's Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan from
New
Jersey.
That was a good impression.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan. Let me tell you something, John.
Tracy Morgan's freaking awesome.
I love Tracy Morgan.
By the way, what's the show, and I'm sorry I don't know the name of it, that Tracy Morgan's done on...
TBS?
When he comes out of jail.
Oh, the last OG. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
by the way,
OG, yeah.
I swear to you.
Is that funny?
I've seen like three or four episodes, and I had tears in my eyes laughing.
It's really funny.
And Tracy is... But the thing is, though, is that what he's really good at, he makes... The people he plays off of,
oh yeah,
he makes them better.
Yeah,
like he's really funny.
He's really good. All right,
that's a great show.
John Kincaid, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey, but I'm actually famous for playing a New York City cop that continually thwarts terrorist attacks.
Continually thwarts terrorist attacks. Okay, I'm going
New
to
York
say
City Police.
I'm
officer.
Going to say Bruce Willis.
And that would be a point for John Kincaid. Bruce Willis, absolutely.
And that's just
right.
a guess
absolutely
at a New
right.
York City cop.
And that's
John, what's his name?
John McClane.
John McClane.
That's the way I want to go out, too. I want to die hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it? You might have a chance to.
If you keep going the way you're going.
You might have a chance to.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. In fact, I'll make a nice quiche with Snoop Dogg to celebrate.
That is such easy freaking questions. Seriously. My God.
Tawana Martha Stewart.
Yeah, she had a hard time, man. John Kincaid, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. But Shaq probably doesn't like me because I rapped about killing cops.
Well, rapped about killing cops.
Cop killer.
I got this.
It's not Mumia Abu-Jamal. I know that. You have to Google it.
Okay, yeah, because you lost all of us.
We're talking cop killers. No, I don't have any idea.
All right.
It's the guys from that black rock band, Living Color.
No, it's not. That's not a point.
Wait a minute. He gets another clue.
All right, you got a clue.
He gets another clue.
Your next clue would be, the cop killer stuff's kind of hypocritical, actually, because now I play a cop on TV.
I know.
LL?
No.
Nope.
John Kincaid? You want your third clue?
Yeah, give me the clue.
All right, your third clue would be maybe my beautiful wife, Coco, could change your mind.
Oh!
Right. Wait a minute. I am in real trouble here.
Are you?
He co-stars with my friend, Kelly Giddish, on SVU.
What's his name?
But I always get confused by the ice. I'm going to go Ice-T.
That's the point, yeah, it's Ice-T.
Because there's Ice-T and then there's Ice Cube.
They don't look alike.
Not at all.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Easy for you to say.
You are terrible. You are terrible.
You are horrible.
I didn't say that.
All you people do look alike, John.
You are horrible today.
Oh, boy.
Somebody is driving in their car right now going, what the frick is going on in that studio?
Shaquille O'Neal. You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. But now I'm in New York. And even though my show's a success, in fact, you've been on it several times, I can't seem to keep a co-host.
I know this one, too. Don't help him.
Yeah, you're going to run out of time here, bud.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I do know.
You want your clue?
I don't even need the clue. Haley Vaughn from All My Children. Her name is Kelly Ripa.
Oh, man. Kincaid's climbing back into this
thing.
5-4.
Oh.
5-4.
And it's my point, right?
It's your question, John. We may have to go to tiebreak on this one. All right, John, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. Even though when I was a young actor, I played a wisecracking smartass in a classroom in Brooklyn.
That would be John Travolta.
Oh, John Kincaid comes back and ties it up.
And he's now, a sweat hog.
He is a sweat hog. Welcome back, Carter.
What? Vinny Barbarino. Where?
Tied up. Okay.
Where?
All right.
Okay, what's the tiebreaker question?
We go to the tiebreaker. Closest without going over.
Closest
you can each write
up.
Down an answer here.
Okay,
write down your answer.
All right.
Population of the state of New Jersey. Okay, closest without going over.
Population of the state.
State of New Jersey. Closest without going over. Population of the state. Everybody's scribbling down answers here.
Okay.
All right. What do we got? Shaq's answer is in. John's answer is in. All right. Let's
without
see,
going over, right? Price is
no,
right
without
style?
Without going over.
Okay.
Okay. John Kincaid? 13 million. Shaquille O'Neal? 9 million. 9.1 million is the population.
God!
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
How the hell did that happen? Oh my God.
Wow. 9.1 million. That's pretty good. He comes in at the 11th hour.
By the way, have you ever Googled the guy that got the Price Right Showdown exactly right?
John was
just
playing
in.
The game.
He got it right.
He tied it up. Then Rob asked me a question. Of course, I knew what's up.
But I'm okay with that because I'm going to be going to the Oscars.
So, yeah.
I'm going to meet Viola and I'm going to get
know what,
a selfie.
John? You people, yeah, you people.
All right, that's enough of that.
Viola, we'll want. There you go. Hey, Viola, we love you, by the way. We want you on the podcast.
I she offered Viola. To come on. She actually wanted to talk to you.
I love Viola Davis.
You weren't even there.
I do not like Annalise Keating, though.
I do. She covers it up.
She's Satan. She is satanic. Thanks, right. B-Dog. Where does everybody get in touch with us on social media?
On Instagram, at The Big Podcast with Shaq. Go ahead and follow.
All right. Make sure you are following along. The Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Yes. And
for any submissions,
at
Rob.
At ShaqCast on Twitter. If you want to play a game or any of that, just follow at ShaqCast. That's where we mine for contestants.
And our home, Dickey Broadcasting, celebrating 25 years as Atlanta sports leader this week.
Yes.
Shaq even being one of the guests of honor at the big party. We'll look forward to celebrating.
And I'm coming at home.
All right, Shaquille.
In whiteface.
Congratulations, Uncle Alex.
Uncle Alex, you're the man.
AP News headlines.
Coming up next.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq. at John Kincaid and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love